Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, September 12th. Two girls between the age of 7 and 10 years old were discovered dead by San Miguel sheriffs outside of Norwood last Friday. Authorities are investigating the deaths as homicides. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member station KOTO in Telluride, Karen Pallone filed this report.
Four suspects have been charged in the murder of two children found Friday morning on a farm south of Norwood. As of Friday evening, police were searching for a fifth suspect. Norwood is a small rural ranching community located about 35 miles west of Telluride. Upon arrival at the property, San Miguel County Sheriff's deputies discovered the bodies of two females, approximately 5 to 10 years of age. The girls are believed to have been deceased at least 2 weeks. Sheriff Bill Masters says the suspects have been living in Norwood for only a couple of months.
A couple of them are Haitian nationals, and the other ones appear to be, none of them have strong local ties.
He says the children were known to the suspects. Charges include second-degree murder, criminally negligent homicide, and felony child abuse causing death. All four suspects are being held at San Miguel County Jail. The last homicide in San Miguel County was in 1993.
And this is this is one of the cruelest and most heartless things I've seen in my 37 years as sheriff.
The San Miguel County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation with assistance from the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Kara Pallone.
In further developments, the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reported the names of the five suspects in that case. 23-year-old Frederick Blair of Norwood is the only suspect with local ties. Madani Cias, 37, of Haiti, was arrested along with two Jamaican suspects, Nathan Yaw, 60, and Ika Eden, 53. A fifth suspect, Nishika Bramble, turned herself into law enforcement in Grand Junction last Saturday. Very few details of the case are being released in the sensitive and ongoing investigation. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation is assisting the San Miguel County Sheriff's Office with the case. And late Monday night, Kara Pallone of KOTO filed this follow-up report to her original story.
The murders of two young girls on a farm in a rural community on the western slope have ignited a range of emotions and questions. Five people are in custody in connection with the murders, which took place in the small town of Norwood, about 35 miles west of Telluride. They include two Haitians, a Jamaican, a woman believed to be a U.S. citizen, and a Norwood resident. The suspects range in age from 23 to 53. All are currently lodged in the San Miguel County Jail, facing charges of child abuse resulting in death. San Miguel County Sheriff Bill Masters.
We don't think that there's any threat to public safety at this time, and we don't think there's any further suspects out there or anyone that the public needs to be concerned about.
The identities of the victims have not been released. The girls are believed to have been deceased for more than 2 weeks. Their bodies were discovered Friday morning. They likely were between the ages of 5 and 10. An advisement hearing is set for this week. The last homicide in San Miguel County was in 1993. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Kara Pallone.
Mayor Michael Hancock wants a green light from Denver residents before moving forward with a plan that would put the city on a path to reach climate goals by 2050. They are the same goals set in the Paris Accord that President Trump rejected. Eric Galatis has this story.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is challenging residents to roll up their sleeves and help reduce climate pollution by 80% below 2005 levels by 2050, goals set in Paris in 2015 and recently rejected by President Trump. The plan would create a glide path to reduce fossil fuel use by increasing conservation and powering electric vehicles with 100% renewable energy by 2030, among other moves. Josh Downey with the Denver Area Labor Federation says it's good to see Denver's leaders pick up slack at the federal level.
We're excited that our city and county of Denver are committed to helping us reach the climate goals. We know this is a tremendous opportunity to create good green jobs while doing the right thing by our environment.
The mayor's challenge comes on the heels of a report created with the help of some 50 stakeholders from XL Energy, the health industry, environmental groups, and others, charged with coming up with specific strategies to mitigate climate change. The Trump administration pulled out of the Paris Agreement in June, claiming it would cost jobs. According to the International Renewable Energy Agency, last year solar jobs increased at a rate 17 times faster than the total U.S. economy. The report notes that if no action is taken, Denver can expect 72 days a year with temperatures above 100 degrees by century's end, putting low-income, elderly, and children most at risk. Emily Hiltz with the Colorado Sierra Club says people are already experiencing the impacts of a warming planet, citing the increase in pollution from wildfires and severe weather events.
These are all things that affect every person and will not get any better until we take aggressive action on climate change. We have the science and the solution. We just need to get the community on board.
Denver's workers and residents are being asked to give feedback on the mayor's plan through an online survey. If the plan wins a people's stamp of approval, the city says it will release an official path forward early next year. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Drivers in Glenwood Canyon yesterday were stranded for hours after a semi-truck that was carrying a load of pigs overturned and blocked traffic. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reported that westbound I-70 in the canyon was closed in the afternoon and into the evening. A semi-truck hauling over 100 pigs was headed west just after passing through No Name Tunnel when the driver lost control. The truck flipped, landed on the passenger side, and slid about 500 feet before coming to a stop and blocking both lanes of traffic at about 1:10 p.m. The driver of the semi-truck was taken to Valley View Hospital and has not been identified, nor was the driver's condition known. Several hogs were killed on impact, and others were injured. Authorities were able to start diverting traffic fairly quickly at the Hanging Lake exit some miles up the canyon, but the cars stuck just behind the semi were there for hours. Authorities opened one lane of the highway shortly after 6 p.m., and a second westbound lane was due to reopen shortly after 7. A veterinarian from Silt was able to examine and help euthanize the injured animals on site, while the healthy pigs were corralled and kept cool with a hose on the highway adjacent bike path. A total of 24 or 25 hogs died altogether. And finally, the Paonia Town Council will have its hands full tonight at their first regular meeting of the month. Trustees will navigate an agenda that has 13 items of new business, including two public hearings. In the middle of tonight's meeting is a scheduled executive session that has three matters of business. Tonight's meeting is at 7 p.m. at Paonia Town Hall. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.